just heard you offer the apology for all the monsters of our times.
Is that correct?
Welcome to the Midnight Movie Maniacs podcast, Forbidden Panel's weekly movie review that takes place during the midnight showing of new movie releases. And now your hosts, AJ and Martin.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Midnight Movie Maniacs. This week, we are seeing a double feature. We'll be watching White House Down as well as The Heat. I'm joined for the first showing by Richard Duran. Hello.
Hello.
So, Richard, what I normally ask Martin is, why are we seeing this movie?
Why not? That's pretty much all I have. I don't have the highest expectation, but, you know, you never know. You could be surprised. I mean, I'm a big Jamie Foxx fan. I'm not sure about Ted Channing, whatever the other dude's name is, that needs to learn how to act, but apparently, as long as he takes off his shirt, he can get roles. But,
well, technically, if I take off my shirt, I've got roles, too.
I think it's a different kind of role. But, you know, I could be pleasantly surprised. I'm expecting an action film, action comedy film. So, as long as it's entertaining, I won't be disappointed, you know. Just give me a few laughs, give me some needless explosions, and, you know, it'll be good.
Now, did you join us for Olympus Has Fallen?
Yes, I did. That was awesome. That to me is going to be the new Die Hard. And I don't see anything being similar to this. I'd be shocked if it is, but I don't foresee anything. It had an awesome storyline, good acting, not great acting, but decent, you know, for an action film. I don't expect it to be too similar to this at all. But it could be surprised.
I'm pretty much here because this is what we do on Thursdays. I have, like, very little expectations whatsoever when it comes to this movie. Even less when it comes to The Heat, though I think I'll laugh more in The Heat than I will for this movie.
I have seen some different trailers recently for The Heat that made me laugh more. I had already decided last week that I wasn't even going to bother showing up for these movies. But the last two trailers I saw for The Heat really kind of, I don't know, it seems interesting. I could use a good comedy right about now. You know, maybe laugh a little. And why not? You know, it's probably my last chance for a double feature, so.
Again, no big expectations going into this movie. I'm sure it's going to be action-y. Channing Tatum, again, I have no love for. Though, again, having seen This Is the End, I kind of forgive him for a lot of films.
Thank you. There was also in that movie, I think it was called The Fighter. That was actually a decent role where he was like an underground fighter, similar to the Gladiator film, like the original Gladiator, like the underground boxing film. Kind of like that, where he was like an underground MMA fighter. It wasn't bad. It was a few years back, but yeah, I'm not a huge fan. I'm not even a small fan.
Something on ice. Peace anchor?
No.
Unfortunately, I've seen Magic Mike.
It's ice dancing. Think of it as hockey. It's not even close.
Just for Kevin Nash, right?
Yeah, let's go with that. No. You know what? Olivia Munn, topless. First
yeah,
5 minutes.
That on YouTube.
Yeah, you know, and I could have left after that, but I stayed with it. But anyway, no expectations whatsoever. Hopefully, it'll be entertaining, actiony. But yeah, it's gonna be better than G.I. Joe. I hope.
Hundreds of California babies suffocate or die suddenly in their.
The second one wasn't bad. It wasn't great, but it wasn't horrible.
Second one wasn't bad because he died in the first 20 minutes.
And always let your baby.
Good point.
On her back.
Without
a pillow. So, I think he's going to die in this.
Now, leading into some of Jamie Foxx's other movies, I mean, we're talking about an Academy Award-winning actor here. Ray, Every Other Sunday, just to name a few, because I can't think of anything else.
Any Given Sunday?
Any Given Sunday, which is one of my favorite football movies.
I love that movie. Yeah, Jamie Foxx is actually a solid actor. I think this might just be one of those, you know, either a paycheck movie or just kind of a blow-off movie.
Well, you know, everybody's got to pay the rent.
Plus, I mean, he's been doing very high drama movies, So this might just be a blow-off movie, like, you know, have a little fun.
Yeah,
I mean, come on. He's a president in a suit wearing Nikes. I mean, I can't take that serious.
It could be presidential Nikes. You don't know. It could be, you know, Obama Jordans or something. However, one of the anticipated movies that I have for him coming up is Spider-Man. Sequel to Spider-Man playing Electro. So I'd be very excited to see that. But I have seen, I mean, we were talking about a man that played a character named Motherfucker Jones.
Exactly.
So he obviously has fun with his roles.
One of the greatest character names of all time.
We've seen him in music videos with Ron Howard and Forest Whitaker. His recent music video with Channing Tatum called Channing My Tatum. He obviously, I mean, he has a comedy background, comedy roots, Jamie Foxx show, living in Living Color, and so on and so forth. So obviously he's not taking too many roles too seriously. But when he does take a role, a serious role, he brings his A game. So I'm very impressed, especially Ray. I cannot just, I just didn't see him as Ray when I saw the movie. I saw Ray Charles, so I was highly impressed.
Even Ray Charles was impressed. I don't know how he saw the movie, but...
Right, well, you know, he read the movie in Braille.
He was impressed by Jimmy Fox did a lot of the singing in the movie, and he was... he died during the filming of the movie, and he really liked the choice of Jamie Foxx. He liked how he sounded. He liked, you know, like everything I'd read about it, he was impressed with just, obviously, I mean, you can feel. Jamie Foxx is one of those people who definitely brings emotions. Like, he can emote just in his voice. He can bring emotion out. Like, he's someone that can actually do voice. Like, he can do pretty much any kind of acting there is. I mean, he's a solid actor. Him and Will Smith are just amazing, which, from their background, is just completely unique, you know?
Right.
They can pretty much do anything. They might as well start playing guitar next.
There's so many surprises.
Well, we are excited to see this part. I mean, what was the movie with him and Tom Cruise where he's the cab driver? That was a great movie. Tom Cruise was Collateral, that was a great movie. He was in Bait, where he's like spent the whole movie running away from just crime and drama and criminals going on. So, yeah, every movie he's been in, I'm pretty excited to see him in. So, it will never top Motherfucking Jones, but Motherfucker Jones, I'm sorry.
I think, you know, his acting can carry the movie enough. And with some senseless violence, it could be entertaining.
Yep. So there you have it. Our hopes for the first part. It's so low that Martin hasn't even bothered to show up for the first movie. But we will see him on the second. We'll come back to you after the movie's over during the credit scenes and let you know what our opinions are. So here we are at the end of White House Down. Tell me, Richard, what did you think of this masterpiece?
I don't think they could have tried any harder to blatantly rip off Die Hard in a horrible way. Like, almost down to a T. It was, I mean, it's exactly what I expected.
I have to agree, even with the happy feel-good ending, I was surprised Channing Tatum kept his shoes on.
There was way too many Die Hard similarities, like way too many, just too many to even bother acknowledging. Like, it's ridiculous.
And a lot of borrowing from Olympus Has Fallen as well.
Yes. Well, that could be, I guess, no, really, that couldn't be expected, considering it would have been in production around the same time. It's just ridiculous how much was blatantly stolen from Die Hard, though. And not in a good way.
I had a couple of issues just being a veteran, seeing some of the stuff they did and how they did it. And Jimmy Simpson, what the hell was his role in this whole movie? Like, he was 5 minutes on screen. I'm not feeling it. This is, like, retarded.
It's really, really poorly done. And the whole technical issues that we're talking about, the tech involved, like the hacking and that's going on, is ridiculously overplayed and impossible. The fact that, number one, the presidential football would have been useless once they went from one president to another. It's pointless. It's offline. It would no longer exist. It would be useless.
It's nice to know that they used an iPad, an iPhone, to store the launch codes, though. That was kind of cool. And it took Windows to hack the entire infrastructure. Just a waste of time, in my opinion.
For a cheesy, like, buddy action film, you know, Redbox it. You know, Netflix it, whatever.
Just download the thing. Just download it.
I would never advocate illegally downloading copywritten material.
Except for this one. Yeah. If you want to waste the bandwidth.
It might not even be worth the 99 cents.
But better than The Purge.
I still haven't seen The Purge.
If that says anything. So, anyway.
This actually may be below my expectations, truthfully.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll be in the theater for The Heat. I'll be right back.
Hey guys, welcome to Midnight Movie Maniacs Part 2. Correct? You guys have just come from chanting your Tatum.
All over the theater. Unfortunately, we weren't the only ones chanting our Tatum.
And there were people who were literally, really, I'm sure, chanting their Tatum during that movie.
I'm playing ignorance and pleading the fifth here.
Well, I'm glad I missed it. I'll say that out loud. I've been wanting to skip that movie since I saw the second preview. So, but we're here for The Heat now, for the second part of the double feature tonight, and The Heat, Miscongeniality 3 is what it looks like so far. You?
Sure. As I said earlier in the show, I have nothing else to do on Thursday. It's kind of a habit for me to be here now, you know.
Kind of like, yeah, it's worth it to still come to these things, I think, to watch them and to see and to be able to do the podcast with it, but I just... It's funny this week, the movies, as I was putting the pictures up on the website, Vanessa and I had been talking about, this has been a summer of buddy cop films. Iron Man 3 with Rhodey and Tony Stark.
You mean The Invincibles?
Yes. And then, you know, we're getting down to two movies this week where it's about two groups, two buddies, Lone Rangers next week with Tonto and Lone Ranger, like, you know, it's just going along. So it's kind of interesting to see it.
And Pacific Rim.
Yeah.
Where it takes two people to run the machine.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, RIPD, we got Red coming up, Red 2, Kick-Ass, like all of these things are going to go all the way through like that. And so that's what intrigued me to see these kind of films. I didn't want to see White House Down because I've already seen Olympus Has Fallen, which I liked. And I was afraid I was just going to be too disappointed.
See, if you had seen White House Down, you would have understood how great of a film Olympus Has Fallen really is.
Yeah.
So
you know, The Heat looks funny to me, and Melissa McCarthy's been doing a really good job. I really liked Identity Thief, despite the disappointment of how they marketed it. I think it ended up being a better movie than I was expecting, and I liked her comments.
Especially the unrated version. I don't know if you saw that yet.
I haven't seen the
unrated version. Yeah, it was actually pretty good.
Yeah, so that was when I was happy to see in theaters. And she's been funny in pretty much everything else I've seen her in, so I'm entertained to see that. Sandra Bullock, you know, it's nice to see her coming back to a movie like this, but again, it looks like Miscongeniality, FBI agent who's, you know, ridiculed by the rest of the FBI, things like that. They team her up with somebody just like they did in Miscongeniality 2. Like, kind of the same old thing. So, will there be differences? No. Will we laugh? Probably.
Yeah, I have no, like, high expectations. I just want to be entertained. And after, you know, White House Down, you know, okay, honestly, White House Down wasn't as bad as everyone's making it seem, as we're making it seem. It just was. You know, it was a movie to watch. It had action. And if you go in with that, then you're cool. But... and this is kind of what I'm going with this. I expect to laugh. I like Melissa McCarthy. I'm a big fan of the TV show. So, and the other movies that she's done, Identity Thief,
Bachelor, Brett. I'm forgetting one right in between that I saw last year. But, you know, like she's been picking some good roles for her.
This is 40. She was, like, the best part of This Is 40.
And she was in Hangover 3.
Hangover 3.
Yeah. And then she's got, the interesting thing, she's got a drama coming up. Or she's been cast in a drama. So it'll be, that's going to be fun to see when that comes out as well.
But she does a really great job of comedy with that serious moment in between everything. identity thief case in point, where, you know, we're laughing throughout the whole movie, and in that one part, she just breaks down and starts crying, you know, and you really relate to her and understand the character, and she's really good at that, so I respect her work.
And you didn't expect that from the previews. I didn't expect that to happen at all when I was watching this movie. I thought it was going to be a totally different outcome at the end, and that was really good. So it'll be interesting to see where this goes. This movie, I'm not expecting much. I'm here to just watch a movie for the summer season. And, you know, I have a feeling there's going to be some comedy, and at some point in time, they're going to screw up so bad. They're, you know, every cop buddy drama movie thing, they're going to have to serious up and come back and solve the case and save the day. So there'll probably be the, you know, semi-serious comedy moment, and then back to the laugh.
Now the question this week is the same problem we seem to be having with a lot of comedy movies that we've seen recently. Have we seen the funny parts already?
I think we have. You know, the scene with the Spanx that they've been showing for the last 6 to 8 months, what's going to pop out?
Right.
You know, we've seen all the funny parts we're going to see on screen here tonight. Have we seen all the funny parts that will be on the unrated DVD?
Probably not.
That's the thing that I've been learning a lot about these movies lately, is when we get to the unrated DVD part, like Identity Thief, sounds like it had a little bit more to it.
Yeah.
You know, we're getting more, and the DVD Blu-ray version, might as well just wait for it to come out there instead of coming to the theater. So, well, I think we've seen a lot of the best parts from this film already, though.
I hope there's more. I hope, like, the surrounding story that leads up to those funny parts make them even funnier. However, you know, it's hit or miss with the movies that we've seen lately. Burt Wonderstone being a prime example. So, yeah, we'll see what happens with this one.
Yep. So, should be fun. And we'll take our break now. We'll come back after the movie.
All right, guys. Here we are at the end of The Heat. What do you think, Martin?
It was funny. It was good. Another Melissa McCarthy classic. So, I felt like she carried the movie.
Yeah, I wasn't too impressed with Sandra Bullock's character. It was like a Melissa McCarthy show.
Yeah.
But I kind of didn't mind it.
It wasn't bad that it was a Melissa McCarthy show. Like, they did good with some of the bit side characters. Like, Marlon Wayans didn't, like, take over the whole show for the parts he was in and things like that. And there was a lot of kind of like the cop humor that you would see with the guy cops. This was like women cops. So it was a little, like, I saw a little Lethal Weapon in there is what I kept thinking of. And that was kind of funny. The other thing I noticed was the whole time who was laughing in the audience. It was the girls the entire time.
It was
a chick flick.
It's a weird chick flick.
Right.
So it's not like it's like guys could drool over anything.
Right.
It's just a chick bonding movie.
Right. And so, you know, the buddy cop movie, but for girls. So, as a guy, I still found it hilarious and was laughing and enjoyed watching it. It was kind of long for my taste. Like, it could have been over a couple times.
I don't want to say I didn't like it, but I didn't love it.
Right.
Like, you know, I could have done without it, I guess, but...
Better than White House Down?
In some ways.
Yeah.
Especially the ending cat scene.
Yeah.
That, I think, made up for the movie.
So, and I see them, like, if this does well enough, I see there's a couple sequels.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't see it with them.
I see it with them is the problem. Like, the thing will be they'll keep going with them until it doesn't make money anymore. Miss Congeniality didn't get a part 3, went through part 2, and then you kind of went downhill, so...
Yeah, but I see Melissa McCarthy just getting more and more popular as time goes on, so I don't see her, like, you know, being available to do more movies like this down the road, but who knows?
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see where it goes, but it was worth watching. It was funny. I'm, you know, not disappointed, I thought.
Not bad at all. All right, that wraps up our double feature this week. We'll catch you next week when we're seeing The Lone Ranger.
Tuesday night.
A little sooner than you're used to hearing us, but I'm sure you don't mind it. You love the sound of our voices. All right, well, we'll see you guys next week.